Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Ooh, sometimes a song just speaks to you in a different way. And yes, that is my prayer today, that I may live, serve, and just honor all that is good, all that is expressing as life. In a holy, holy, holy way, trust in the process that no matter what is going on, no matter what it looks like to me, no matter what it looks like to you, that there is a divine plan just beyond the surface, just on the other side. It's a thin veil, and I'm choosing today. I'm choosing heaven today, and I choose to see with the eyes of God. I choose to love with the heart of God, and I choose to think with the mind of God. With that, we all get to live in a holy, holy way. When we remember and come from that place of truth, of love, of compassion, of understanding, knowing that we are truly, truly, truly one. No matter what it looks like, no matter how we express it. The Agape Choir, Holy, Holy Way. To find out more about Agape Choir, their website address is agapelive.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. That's a gift, you know, to know that we make a difference. We don't have to do anything for that. Well, yeah, it's not so much what we do, it's more about who we are being. But, you know, we make a difference just simply because we exist. We now get to choose how we use, share our existence. We do make a difference by existing. But you are here to be part of a universal story, a never-ending story, a soul expression. So exist and live. Live and share. Share your passion. Share your love. Share your insights. Share your joy. The world is waiting for what you have to share. And guess what? You are waiting for what you have to share. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. On Life Conversations Radio, I am is your host in this wonderful, this beautiful I Am presence. Is expressing as me, is expressing as I am, Life Coach Ade. And we're here to support you in your transformation. Today's conversation, today's theme is, we're continuing actually, the conversation of healing the soul of America. Regardless of when you're listening to this, it's still valid, you know. And even if you say, I don't want to heal the soul of America, I just want to heal my soul, I just want to heal our soul, that's part of it too. The truth is, when you heal your soul, you will heal the soul of your community, of your nation, of your country, of America, wherever you live. And the healing that you allow, we all get to experience it. But if you choose something other than healing, we all get to experience it because we're part of a collective consciousness, you know? So what the collective consciousness is being about influences who you are being. And who you're being influences what's going on in the collective consciousness. So no matter how you cut it, no matter how you look at it, slice it, dice it, it's all part of one big soul soup. So scoop it all you want. You can't scoop into this is mine. We're all part of it. Yeah. 347-426-3346 is the number. We welcome all of you on the phone line, those of you listening on phone lines, thank you for being here. Those of you listening online, thank you. And those of you listening on archive, thank you for being here. Whew. Talk about healing a soul. Ooh-wee. I didn't know what I was doing when I, well, I didn't know what I was doing when I heard to do this. And I'm so grateful that my dear friend is going to be joining us, Monique Ruffin, to support in the healing, having a little bit of a growth experience, knowing all is well. Have some people that I love, that I care about, in surgery on the same day, actually probably at the same time. So this kind of thing has a way of waking you up. So I'm awake. Let me bring on Celeste. What's up, Celeste Day?
I am here, Life Coach Day. We're burning up in D.C., but I'm drinking lots of water.
That's good. You're burning up. What y'all do? Y'all need to get your minds right.
Hey, now.
I know, right? Hey,
pull off. I know, we must have done something. But yes, I am here and holding you in love and light with your family. Today is a special day for me. It's my mommy's birthday, and I'm celebrating and honoring her. There's a tear here and there.
To Mama Linda.
Yes,
blessed
indeed.
Us with a wonderful gift known as Celeste. Thank God for all she went through and didn't go through, so we can have you be here today having this conversation. We honor her and those who came before her.
Indeed, indeed. It feels good a day to heal from the feelings of separation and to be able to celebrate her in this way. So I'm happy I was able to show up here and to show up where I work. I'm taking it easy, but I'm showing up. So I'm ready for the healing of the soul of America on so many levels.
Yes, yes. That's all we got to do. We show up and God shows out.
And
you know, we got to show up. It's all about intention. No matter what, I am here. You know, sometimes things happen and we kind of want to run away or like, I can't handle it. And that's why some people numb themselves. That's why some people just check out with alcohol, drugs, and stuff. Because sometimes emotions can be, can be something. But, you know.
Energy and emotion, you call it.
I know, that's right, yep. And especially if you don't let it flow and you let it get back up. Ooh, so, yes, I'm letting.
I'm
I know, that's right. I know that is right. And I'm allowing it to flow. Even though it feels like it's heavy and it's like, ooh, I don't know if my pipe is wide enough for it to flow through. I know it is. So I release to let go.
And Swiper just joined us, Tracy Ann Miller. Welcome.
Perfect.
Giving her a love out.
The house.
I know,
giving
right?
Love out.
Yeah. We don't shout out.
We don't know. We don't shout out. We love out. But we like to, but we just don't. Because if we did, we'll send a shout out to the within radio listeners too. But we don't do shout outs. So that's the only reason we're not doing it, because we don't do it. Well, if we did, we'll send a shout out to Tracy and all the other listeners, silent listeners, those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening on the archive. But we don't do shout outs.
We don't.
We don't like to shout. We just want
to. We don't like to get loud.
Yeah, we don't like to be loud. Right.
Oh, let me stop. That is so not true. I love to be loud. Are you kidding me?
Thank you for the laughter. Thank you for the laughter. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
I'm here for you. I've got some exciting news that you probably have forgotten. So I'm going to get to your announcements. I'm excited already. Okay, now. Hello, family.
Let me go drink my tea. I know.
No, if you don't get out of this studio while I do my announcements, you're always bumping into me. Go get your tea.
Well, but you really know what it is, actually. There's a slight delay. So, you know, if we're talking face-to-face, of course, you see my mouth moving or you see that I want to say something. But then when there's a delay,
by the time I say something, you think, okay, I'm done talking. You start talking, and then I talk. So, you know, just be gentle with me. I'm just kind of vulnerable today, okay? All right, I'm gone.
Okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You can stay in the studio as long as you want. You built it.
Okay, thank you.
You built the studio. He built
it. Get on with it, Celeste. Thank you for the laughter. Thank you. I need that.
Good. All right. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Laughter Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Laughter Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Monique Weffin, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Yes, you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of July is Love is Freedom. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. On Monday, Mark Hudson, the master astrologer from 1-2 House, will be joining Life Coach Today. What's going to happen when these two get together? Don't let it be a mystery. Come and find out. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Umbasa Safir for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And if you can't get enough of Life Coach Today, he will be your special guest on the playground this Thursday. Yay! Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. This Sunday, we're going to continue on the path to pleasure. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Aday.
Thank you, Celeste. I am so glad Monique is here today. Because we get Monique to be the, what they call it, you know, when the people come in to host the show and the original host is not there. Yeah, I'll throw it over to her. I know she can handle it. She's like, what? So thank you, Celeste.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, great show.
You're very welcome. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Aday Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to those of you who shared the show, Yvette. Thank you so much. Those of you who are listening and sharing the show, liking the show, Queen Ra is in the house, bringing that power, that fire, that passion. Welcome, my sister. Thank you all for being here. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Aday Radio Show. Today's theme, today's topic is healing the soul of America. There's so much more going on. And for those of us who are willing, who are ready, business as usual is out of the window, you know. And there's so much more. What's going on right now is so much more than the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman's case. It's so much more. It is a wake-up call for us all. It's a wake-up call for humanity. You know, it's like a group of human beings, you know, globally, really. It's like, this is like if you went to an astrologer, you went to a psychic, or, you know, you did a reading, and they say, oh, we sense something is happening around your life right now, and they give you prescriptions or whatever, what to do, how to go about it to slow down. This is like a global collective consciousness experience of a shift, you know. And if we waste time just debating racism, I mean, if we waste time just licking our own wounds, then we miss the bigger picture. But I am so grateful that I know and I'm surrounded by people who see the bigger picture, who understands that it's so much more, because killing is happening every day. People are being acquitted for things they did, and some people are being in prison for things they didn't do. Their mother's suffering right now. Right now, someone has been found not guilty for something that they actually did. Right now, a black boy is being killed, or a black girl is being killed. Right now, a child is being born. There's so much happening in this very moment. Right now, I have two people that I love and care about in surgery. Right now, and you have your stuff going on, but right now, but how do we heal ourselves when it gets too heavy? Sometimes it's easy to just lash out. Well, that's what today's show is about. That's what today's conversation is about. And even if you're just like, you know, you got to a place where, you know, you're just observing, that's good too. You know, so we need your consciousness. Don't get spiritually arrogant. Like, that's for the lower consciousness. You know, I've seen some things and I found myself, I have to check myself. It's like, but you know, all this going on right now, it's good. It's a wake-up call because we're here for a spiritual mission. And I've got a wonderful sister who is joining me. And let's see, I think it's time to bring her on because I'm ready to receive. I'm in a receiving mode today. So I ain't got nothing for you, all right? No, that's not true. I just needed a moment to play small for a minute. We all need a moment to play small. But my dear friend is here, Monique Ruffin. She's an author. She's an activist, a life coach, a mother. And she's so much more. She's a woman with a deep consciousness who makes herself available for the voice, for the life, for the love of God, and say, use me. How may I be of service? She has dedicated her life to living and teaching that we will change the world with a spiritual approach to all of life's experiences. Raised in Los Angeles by her grandmother, Monique was the child of a drug addicted and often imprisoned parent. This challenge, along with her grandmother's life-saving love and guidance, served as her activism foundation and inspiration. She's a contributing writer for the Huffington Post and the founder of Moms Changed Moms. Oh, is it Moms? Oh, she'll correct me. Moms Changed the World. That's why she's here, because we're healing the soul of America. Monique Ruffin received her BA in political science from Howard University and a master's degree in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. I am grateful, thankful to call her my friend, to know that this is somebody I can call sometime when things are kind of challenging and I just need a different perspective. You know, I need to not even push off the mountain, but to just, you know, flying out there and like, oh, I don't know if I can fly. And she said, psh, please, come on, just flap your wings. I'm like, really? Yeah, flap it. Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. My wings are a little bit sore. No, then just keep going. It's going to be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, Monique Ruffin. Hello, Monique. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Ajay. Thank you for having me here today. I'm really excited to be here on the show with you.
Thank you for saying yes. I love how life plays out, that I have no clue that I know, right? Because you get it. That's what that last one is.
Yeah.
You know, I had no clue that two people that I love and care about will be having surgery today. And just hearing about it this morning is kind of like, oh, gosh. You know, in my deep self, I know all is well. But my human self is going through that heavy experience. And just, you know, my mind is doing stuff. And but you are, as always, you know, I always find that when people show up for this conversation, they come at the perfect time. So thank you for saying yes and being available.
Absolutely.
So you know what I would like you to do before we even start talking, before I ask you any questions, can you please pray? We're talking about healing the soul of America. We want to heal our souls, the soul of America, the soul of the world, that we may remember who we are. So please, may you please lift us up in prayer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you. So let's take in a deep breath. Allow the breath to travel down into our belly, into our solar plexus. And then releasing it, opening our minds and our hearts up to the power and the wisdom and the goodness of God. Father, Mother, God, we give thanks this morning for an opportunity to come together in prayer and unification, knowing that God's love reigns supreme in all things and in all ways, absolutely declaring and accepting that nothing can separate us from the love of God, from the power, not life or death, or what people might call sin or fear or hatred, because love is the greatest power and the greatest force in all things.
Yes, indeed.
This God's love that is unconditional, that is freeing, that is uplifting, that is inspirational, that is rejuvenative. It is so wonderful to stand in the power in the midst of God's glory and God's light and God's love and say yes. So it is from this place of yes that I speak the word, knowing that I am one with God. And as I know that for myself, I know that for the host of this radio show, Ajay. I know that for Celeste, and I know that for each and every listener. But I know that beyond the realm of our physical bodies and into the realm of consciousness, that we are all connected in every way. That we are not divided by skin color, that we are not divided by religion, that we are not divided by physical limitations, that we are not divided by regions of the world, but we are one in the mind and the heart of God. And so it is from this place that I say yes to God's love, to healing, to transformation, to evolution, to the power of the energy that is on the planet now, from the celestial stars to what is going on in this United States, the inner revolution that we are having due to the death and the verdict of Trayvon Martin and this experience that Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman had together, what is awakening within us, I say yes to a greater yet to be that is being birthed right here, right now, to the spiritual revelations that are occurring, to the mental mind-opening thoughts that are occurring to the physical awarenesses that are happening as we come together to realize that we are more than race, that we are more than man and woman, that we are more than child and parent, that we are the very embodiment of God's love and God's life as human form.
Yes,
so in this awareness, in this acceptance, in this truth, I say yes. I bless this call. I know that everything that needs to be said is said. I know that everything that needs to be heard is heard. And I know that we are on sacred ground. And in the sacredness of this moment, I allow it to be saying, and so it is, and so much more. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Ashe, it is done. We let it be. Thank you.
Whew, I'm so there. Thank you.
We can wrap up the show right now. Thank you. Thank you for your consciousness. Thank you for your openness. I am so grateful for who you're being on the planet. So,
thank you, Dad.
You're welcome. Let's continue the conversation. And I must ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
We have experienced the answer before I asked the question. But it's always nice to hear the what spirit sounds like through our vibrational tone called the voice. Who are you? Who is Monique Ruffin?
Wow. What comes to me is I don't know the half and the whole of who I am. I just don't. No, and I say that from a place of deep humility because I'm forever changing and expanding, and who I was yesterday is not who I am today. But what I can say is that whoever it is that I am cannot be torn away from what I call God. I cannot be broken. I cannot be damaged. I cannot be harmed. And this physical form has very little to do with who I am and who I believe that we all are. So I don't want to try and put words on who I am or who any of us are. I mean, I know that I have experiences that say that I'm a mother and I'm a friend and I'm a lover and I'm a woman and. There's so much more to it than that, and all of those things really restrict the true expression of who I am, which is an eternal being that is beyond anything that my mind can even conceptualize.
Yes, I understand. I overstand, like they say. I innerstand. I stand all over it, and I'm one with it, and I hear you. You know, and I want to stay with that energy, with that conversation, because yesterday's show, I had another friend of mine, Reverend Deborah Goins, and the theme was Journey to Enlightenment. And it was like Journey to Enlightenment, are we there yet? And we were talking about how sometimes the light within us that we are, the light that we are, can sometimes feel elusive. And as you talk about who you are, that you're so much more than there are words to even express. It's like that essence of who we are can feel so elusive that, you know, when we think of what's going on with the verdict of the case with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman, some people are saying, where is God? Some people are saying they don't care about us. And sometimes people wrestle with seeing that goodness, that godness, in the midst of pain and challenges. Today, when I got different texts about my friends who were in surgery, I know all is well, but there was a part of me that was just heavy. You know, I don't even have a question. I'm just going to throw it over to you. I'm just going to stop there and throw it over to you because I don't know where. That's just what I'm feeling. So go ahead. I'm throwing it over to you. We're co-hosting the show today.
Okay. Fair. Well, I think, you know, that it is important to acknowledge all of that stuff. So you know, like when I heard the verdict, there was a heaviness that came upon me, and that heaviness is for me very much a part of the experience of being a human being. Like, as human beings, we have on this planet Earth deep, profound challenges that are oftentimes confounded and impacted, even like pushed in and pushed down by the way we think and the way that we continue to behave that make them even more challenging. So when I heard the verdict, there was a heaviness that was present. And the difference for me this time was that I made a decision in the moment to feel what I was feeling, but I wasn't in a place where I wanted necessarily to move into a space of deep grief, which is okay. I feel like that's fine. Like, it's fine to be in grief. It's fine to acknowledge the emotions and do my best to adhere to what's being offered, because it's all a gift. And the thing is, how am I going to be with it? So I felt the heaviness. I acknowledged it. I didn't deny it. I didn't make myself wrong for it. I didn't move into victimhood and say that I'm feeling this because somebody did something. I just was with it. Oh, this is what's present now. I'm sad. And I continued on through my evening. I happened to be at a dinner party, and I just, you know, asked my heart, well, what's here for me? What can I get from this tonight? And so when I talked to other people at the party, I shared my sadness. I heard them share their experiences, and I chose, I made very clear choices of what I would engage in and what I would not, because I didn't want to turn the sadness into something else because of a choice that I made. So if I was going to engage in a conversation about how wrong this is and how Black people have been victimized, if I was going to do that, that would turn into rage inside of me. I didn't want to be enraged. It didn't feel like that was going to help me, so I didn't choose that. And I just engaged in things that would allow me to be present with the sadness and then to allow it to move on when I needed to.
Yes, yes. And I got to say, you wrote a beautiful article about that, and I just love how you told the story. And I was reading, and I can relate, because for me, it was coming back from a barbecue, and I heard, got a phone call. And when I heard, it was, I really got in touch that I didn't know that I was that invested in him being found guilty. But I was still able to just process and observe myself. And looking back now, it actually felt like I was watching a movie, a sad movie, where when my heart was broken, I was just watching it. So there was a part of me that knew it was a, you know, when you're watching a movie, you're watching it, you know it's a movie, but you just kind of, you're still experiencing what's happening. And as the night went on, and I was listening to conversations on shows, and I was seeing what people are saying, and I can hear people's pain, people's heartbreak. I can feel it. It's like, wow, this is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. I love what you said about making the choice not to make it a Black thing. It's a choice. Like, I'm not just going to just go down. It's so simple. It's so easy. So tempting, you know. You know, we have some of our brothers and sisters who say, oh, the devil is busy. It's like, you know, it's like that conversation is so easy to have. And I don't even take away that we don't need to have that conversation. And if we need to have that conversation, it, for me, I think we need, our intention needs to be about healing. Now, there are some people who are angry. There are some people who are in pain right now and still can't even choose. You know, they might even say, yeah, you go ahead with that spiritual stuff. because this is reality, right. And if you don't face reality, it's what's going to happen. You have a son, and we sometimes we're looking to justify our biases. Sometimes we're looking for agreement.
Right.
And I saw a cartoon sketch yesterday on Facebook, and it was like a picture of a teacher and young black children. And the teacher mm-hmm. said, asked the children, "Children, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And the response was, "Alive." Mm-hmm. And I was like, mm-hmm. "Oh my God, people, stop it. Stop it."
Right.
You know, go ahead.
There's so many, there's so many American experiences, human experiences, and the story of blacks as victims is just one of them. That's all. It's just one of them. There are stories of blacks as surgeons, black people as healers, black people as entertainers, black people as mothers, black people as fathers. What we tend to focus on is we tend to focus and plant our attention in the experience of victimhood, and form follows thought.
Yes.
Form follows thought. Thought is an energetic vibration. That energetic vibration is like a seed being planted in the dark, rich soil of your consciousness, of my consciousness. So when I have those thoughts and plant them in the soil of my consciousness, sooner or later I will have an experience that matches that thought. Generally,
yes.
Form follows thought. I absolutely understand the thought, the fear-based, victim-based thought of what it means to be a parent of a black boy. I get it. I have had that thought. I am afraid to raise a black boy. And when I had the thought inside of myself, I felt justified in having it. But as I continue to do my spiritual work and I watch myself manifest my thought, I create my reality. I do it every single day. I can have the thought I'm going to have an experience of getting this amount of money by the end of the week. I almost don't even have to take any action. The action was the thought. And by the end of the week, sure enough, generally, that money will show up. Or if I think about a person, I want to talk to this person, that person will show up. 7 times out of 10, my thoughts create form. It's just how it is. So do I want to be thinking I'm afraid to be a parent of a black child because he is going to be in danger? No, I don't, because I will likely create that reality because that is what my history shows me that I can do. Now, the challenge that we have in front of us in this experience is that oftentimes our history dictates our future. So we've got to really understand that we are at cause in the creation of things.
Yes. Yes.
And begin to challenge ourselves in the thought process and do the work to change the vibration of our thought form. Because it's easy. It's easier to take a historic event and allow that thought form to run inside of you. It takes a lot of work to create a new thought form that doesn't have roots based in a historic experience. So if you want to create something new, it really means changing your thought form. And for me, we all can do that in various ways. You get to choose what works for you. For me, I use prayer. I use meditation. I surround myself with people who think like me, who have the courage to call me out and say, "Why would you think that? How is that working for you?" You know, I do yoga. I read. I chant. I use all sorts of modalities to help me change my thought because it is not, for me, it has not been, the beginning of this journey has not been the easiest thing to change thought. It has been easier for me to fall back in the patterns of negative thinking or thinking that doesn't create the reality that I desire. Mm-hmm. And so it first comes from taking responsibility. I create this reality. Whatever's going on, no matter how much I like it, no matter how much I hate it, just take responsibility for it. Even if I don't like it, take responsibility for it. And from that place, then how do I change it? How do I change it? And it is a daily practice, daily. It is constantly working inside of me. Just recently, I realized that I was creating a pattern around money. Every month, I would fall into deep worry about money, every single month, for years. And I finally said to myself, I'm so tired of this. And so what I did was I started paying attention to people who moved throughout their lives with an abundant spirit. Wasn't necessarily just about how much money they had, but it was what they behaved abundantly. They were joyful in their daily activities. I didn't hear them talking about lack or what they didn't have or what they were going to do when they got something else, or they would be happy when they got somewhere else. Just notice that they were generous and sort of paying attention to those people and knowing, asking myself, what can I do that person does? So that's just a tool that I use to change the thought form inside of me. And I'm noticing now that it's changing. It's changing inside of me, but I paid attention to people who were more in the path of what I wanted and less behaving in a way that I didn't want. It's the same way around race. It's the same way around relationship, around every, it's all the same. Nothing else that you can do. You know, if you have success in one area of your life, just bring it to the next area. And if you, for me, if I have a practice of listening to my heart and taking direction, my heart will tell me when I need to do something different. So sometimes my heart will say, you need to get a coach in this area. You are kind of stuck here. Like, you're not, what you know is not going to be enough. So you need to read a book. You need to find somebody who's an expert. You need to surround yourself with a group of 7 or 8 people. You need to go to the beach every day, be in nature every day. That's going to help you break this pattern. You need to, and so I listen because information comes to me more than once, and I'm like, oh, someone said that to me 5 times. Okay, let me pay attention to that. I listen, and then I'm obedient. And so that is my practice around changing, like changing my mindset, changing my experiences. And that is what I'm doing in my relationship to having a black son. I'm challenging the thought in myself that says, my son is not safe. And to go further, as I've shared with you on this show before, I was raised in Watts. I was raised around in an environment where people would say that is not a safe place. I also went to school in Washington, D.C., when it was the murder capital of the world. In both instances, I never felt like I was unsafe. I always felt like almost like I had permission to walk through danger. I just did. Like, it's something about being a young person. Like, you just feel like that's not going to, for me, it felt like that's not going to happen to me. And I walked amongst gangbangers, drug dealers. I could be in a house where crackheads were coming and knocking on the doors at 2:00. And it just never occurred to me that I was ever in danger. And I never was. Like, I was never, I'm still here today. My grandmother would call me when I lived in Washington, D.C., and I was at Howard University. She called me almost every day because she'd be at home watching the news in fear every day. Honey, are you being safe? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you? And I would almost giggle because whatever was going on inside of her was not even a thought in my mind as I walked the streets of Washington, D.C. Never occurred to me that I should take thought for my life. It just never did, and I never did. So I asked myself today, why would I have be any different from my child? Why would I have be in fear of my child's life when I wasn't in fear of my child? Why would I be courageous and free when I was a young person myself, but then apply fear to my son? And I'm just asking myself the question. I don't have to have an answer.
I know that's right.
I'm just asking myself the question. And I land there.
Yes. And you know, I listen to you. I'm thinking, I am so glad she's here today, you know, because you shared a lot, and depending on what people are focusing on, depending on the intention, depending on the consciousness, some things they're going to catch, something they won't until later or not, but I know that people will catch and receive what it is they need, but one of the things that you said that I think is worth highlighting is the importance of having a spiritual practice. Having a spirit, you talk about prayer. Sometimes people treat prayer like it's a passive thing. It's not. Prayer is not passive, it's active. Prayer asks you to change your mind. Prayer is like, you got to do something different, not looking to some God outside of yourself to do something. I mean, and if you got to do that, that's fine. But ultimately, the real prayer is recognizing that you got to change. You got to choose not to be enraged. Choose not to see it as another black thing. And that takes work. And everybody got to find their path to it. And I think sometimes, you know, I think of the statement, you know, and for the people who are religious or spiritual or whatever, there's this statement, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. But there are people who would say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, but they don't see God being good in this situation. So for me, it's kind of like, what's different? Which means that we are the ones that need to change our mind and see, what does that really mean? If God is good all the time, what is the good here? What is happening here? You said in your prayer that it really is. It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for humanity to do things different. I'm always saying that, you know, you hear the presidents of America say, everybody say, America is the leader of the world. America is the richest country in the world. And okay, fine. If America is the leader of the world, then the leader needs to be responsible for its actions, the things that it's thinking, if you will. Because if the rest of the other, if the country, rest of the countries are followers, then there's a responsibility on the leader of the world to show up fully and do things differently. And I am so grateful to be part of a spiritual community where we know and we live every day that we can be in the world but not of the world. And it takes courage, it takes intention, because as you said, it's so easy to just say, oh, history this. History is being written every day. What we do today will become history tomorrow.
Right.
So we want to ask ourselves, do we want people to still keep talking about, oh, my God, yes, you know, the justice, injustice for black people? But let me even take it one step further, because you said something that really caught my attention. Speaking of history, the idea of instilling fear into one's child, children and saying, you know, telling them be afraid or even having the thought, because it's no different. That's not an act of love. That's not an act of love. So for me, I see this whole thing going on, and there's so much going on. We are really being called. We are all called to the upper room. We're all called to step it up and do something differently. And I am grateful that we have a space to have this conversation, because there's so much going on. And when I got your text, I think it was on Monday, you sent the text out on Monday, and when I read it, I said, yes, somebody that gets it. Somebody that gets it. And what I want to do, I want to take a break now. And I know you and I are talking, and sometimes let me speak for myself. Sometimes I kind of think, oh, everybody thinks like this. Everybody understands this. But when I'm talking to people, I'm kind of like, oh, really? You don't I thought you knew that forgiveness is the most powerful forgiveness, self-forgiveness. Oh, okay. I thought everybody knew that. When we come back, actually, we're going to do a celestial moment. And when we come, after celestial moment, I want us to kind of break it down and sort of just whatever comes up to share, that we can start helping each other. Even those of us who may sometimes look, we may say we're spiritual and we're not engaging in the fear thought.
Right.
And we look at other people as if they're separated from us, those people over there. What are the things we can do to be part of the healing so we don't see those people who are holding on to fear thought, but we can bring them along with us because we are choosing to love. All right?
Okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Monique. Ah, life is good.
You're welcome.
It's getting
thank
better.
You.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Actually, Monique is my co-host today. She didn't know it. I didn't know it. But that's it. You know, when you do your spiritual work, you just listen. Monique talks about listening to your heart. In this awakening, are you taking time to listen to what your heart has to say? And I'm listening. I know, I mean, she's my friend and she's not a guest, but she has a deep consciousness, a consciousness of love, and I'm so grateful she's here. If you have any questions, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you want to add something to the conversation, if you disagree, if you agree, or just pissed, like, how dare you? Whatever you're feeling, it's all good because we love you. Just bring it because we can all learn from each other, even if we disagree. You know, this is just another point of view, and this is a point of view that I know I'm choosing because I know it sets me free and it helps me be part of the solution. And I'm sure I can speak for Monique as well. The point of view that she's taken is the one that sets her free to make changes, to change the support that heals America, that heals the world, rather than being another antagonist. But we all get to choose as a choice. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You can also post your questions, thoughts, anything you want to share with us on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, like page, fan page, or the Life Conversations Radio like page. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break, come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and continue the conversation. Well, we continue the conversation with Celeste because she's a spider woman. She knows how to weave it all together. Ha ha. We'll be back.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Ade has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Ade has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice a family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now, do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now, do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
And that is the truth. And that is Carly Jackson, Carlie Jackson, Jaxen. Unusual spelling, but you can find her on Facebook, Carly Jackson, reminding us that we are one. I don't care. You can have that intellectual masturbation all you want. And when you judge another, you're judging yourself. You don't want to do that. We need to heal. We need to allow the wholeness to take place, to happen. You are the place where God gets to represent itself, herself, himself. Will you say yes? Celeste is saying yes. Bring us a celestial moment so we can keep flying.
I love it. I'm very happy to do so. I'm great. And I have breaking news that I should have known earlier, but it's okay. I want to thank MysticMama.com for this amazing hookup that I just received. So I'm going to get right to it. I'm loving what you and Monique are sharing. Monique, you've got to stop saying that you only come to us during a Mercury retrograde.
Okay, wait, let me unmute her. Let me unmute her while you talk to her. Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
Monique, you're going to have to stop saying that you only come to us with the Mercury retrograde, which is true, Life Coach Today.
Really?
Very true. It is.
You know what it is? Mercury, the idea of it going backwards. Monique has a way of having us slow our butts down and reevaluating the actions that we've taken in the past. She does that very well. It's like, slow down. Wait a minute. Is this what you want to create? So she's a gift of Mercury, but I'm not waiting another 4 months for you to come back now.
And she, of course, she's a gift of Mercury. Monique, what is your astrological sign, sweetie?
It is Virgo. Yes.
And Virgo's ruling planet is
Mercury.
And isn't she a writer and a communicator and all that good stuff? She's the right person energetically to have in the house at the end of a Mercury retrograde. She's helping us all align. And there's other stuff going on today, too.
I just love it. I'm surrounded by great people. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Moni. I just love my life. I got the best life. I don't care what anybody. I got the best life. Everybody else, I don't know what you got, but I know I got the best life.
I got the best life with you. I got the best life with you.
That's so it is.
Chill out. Enjoy the celestial moment. It is dedicated to our higher feminine selves, which we all have, both masculine and feminine. But this is a mama day. Believe that. I'm going to get right to it.
We need the love of a mother. So do your thing.
What? No, go ahead. What?
We need the love of mama, the feminine energy. That's what's being called for. That's what causes the healing, when we allow the feminine energy to blend with the masculine, just this political system. Oh, we bring that feminine essence. Oh, my God, everybody will start giving birth to great ideas. So that's what we're doing. So bring it.
Celestial moment is now over because Life Coach Today just did it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
No. This is beautiful. That's just a confirmation because, I wrote this earlier. So thank you for flowing because I know you didn't read it. Yeah. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. And astrologically, this is a big day. The much-anticipated Grand Water Trine, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, is taking place today, which means there is a triangle around the Earth right now. It's a chance to give shape to a dream that's close to your heart. Neptune draws us near to the mysteries of life, like the part we play to shape reality. Saturn is guide to the deep internal waters and what's needed to stir the pot, set things in motion. And Jupiter conspires to keep us aligned to what's personally meaningful. And to top it all off, the energy of the day is 3. And if it happens to be your birthday today, then 3 is your lesson number for the whole year. 3 is the number of creativity, and its ruling planet just happens to be joyful, expansive Jupiter. In the medicine cards, 3 shows up as the elk. This medicine teaches that pacing yourself will increase your stamina. People with elk medicine may not be the first ones to arrive at a goal, but they always arrive without getting burnt out. The third letter of the alphabet is C, and words like caress, charm, and charisma reflect the magical power of 3. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the Empress card in tarot, the number 3 card, actually. The Empress is the archetypal Earth Mother, the feminine principle, and the goddess of fertility, The Empress is ruled by Venus, the planet of love, creativity, fertility, art, harmony, luxury, beauty, and grace. This is a nurturing and caring energy. The Empress reminds us to get in balance by first taking care of ourselves and then direct the focus on providing healing energy to all those around us. The Empress embodies an intense connection with femininity. Men and women are invited to find ways to create and express beauty right where we are at this moment, to expand by discovering new ways to creatively express ourselves through painting, music, drama, or other art forms. We can tap into a deep well of sensuality and spirituality to nurture and open lines of communication where we feel separated, particularly with our children, those born to us, those in our families, and or those in a community. The Cosmic Mother reminds that we are blessed by maternal, protective forces or influences. So let us be bold in doing her bidding by encouraging growth in one another, whether it be the birth of a new idea, a product, or a new way of being. We are free to experience the lushness of life by multiplying the consciousness of truth when we embrace Empress energy. And that's the story of three told through the Empress card in tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And one more time, happy birthday, Mama. I love you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Celeste. Happy birthday to Celeste's mother, who is all around saying yes and supporting us through her daughter. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And my friend is my co-host today, Monique Ruffin. And the theme of the conversation is Healing the Soul of America. The theme for the month is Love is Freedom. How free is your love? How deep are you loving? Can you love George Zimmerman if you wish he was convicted? Can you? And if you're for him, can you love Trayvon Martin? And with, you know, can you just see the oneness? As Carly Jackson was reminding us earlier, you know, can you love life the way it is right now? Can you love your life? Can you love yourself just the way it is? That's all. We all part of the healing. All part of the healing. And this song is Destiny. It's called Grace by Destiny Muhammad, the harpist from the hood. To find out more about her, go to her website, destinymuhammad.com. DestinyMuhammad.com. We got some questions, but before we answer the questions, I just want to know if there's anything bubbling up for you, Monique, that you want to share before we jump into going to questions, and then, you know, just maybe some tips for people to be consciously involved in the healing that wants to express.
Sure. Yes. One of the things that I am aware of in my own life personally and my life as an American, as a woman, as a Black woman, as a parent, is that, like I was saying earlier, as humans we go through difficult experiences. And sometimes in the spiritual community there's this tendency to deny what, you know, to name it all. We're going to just call it all good or call it all God. And to some degree, that is, I understand that, but it doesn't mean calling something good and calling something God doesn't mean denying what your true feelings are. And so
you're saying we're not allowed to have a spiritual bypass. You're saying we're not allowed to have a spiritual bypass, huh?
Right.
You can't pretend and not get in touch with our emotions and do what needs to be done. Okay, got it.
Exactly. Right. You cannot have a spiritual bypass. And so the first step is just acknowledging what is. Like, so here we've had this George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin, and he was acquitted. And we know a lot of the details, and it looks like it's unjust. It looks like it's something where he should have been – sent to jail, and that feels bad. It feels frustrating. It feels sad. It's heavy. It makes me angry. Whatever the feelings are that come up, allow them, acknowledge them. Don't press them down because they don't go anywhere. If you press them down, they're always there, and they are taking up space. It's like, you know, living in an environment and just adding, you know, a wall filled with boxes. And just because those boxes are there, those feelings, that frustration is there, that denial is there, that pain is there. So in my experience, the best thing that I could do is really just love myself enough to allow my feelings, allow myself the opportunity to have the feelings, but allow them to move through, like allow there to be movement and to not get stuck. So there was a time when I used to get stuck in my feelings where I will become my feelings. So if I was in pain, I will become my pain. I will become my fear. I will become my anger. Well, now I've gotten to a place, and I'm so grateful for this, where it's rare that I become it. I still do sometimes, but I have people in my life who can coach me out of it or call me forward, and I'm a little more, I'm a little bit more of an expert in my own practice with myself to be able to ask myself, you know, have you fallen into it? But there's just an opportunity to allow what's up to occur, and then at the same time know that I'm not what I'm feeling. It's just something passing through. And so I just encourage people to be able to do that during this experience, to acknowledge that we feel sad and hurt and frustrated, acknowledge that you might even feel like a victim. But that doesn't mean it's true. It's not true of who you are. It's just true of what you're feeling and experiencing in this time.
And there's something so powerful when you can observe yourself feeling feel like you're hijacked by what you're feeling, by your experiences. I mean, for me, it's like sometimes something has happened, and it's almost like I can watch myself if I'm tripping about what's going on. And there's a part mm-hmm. of me just watching. It's like, oh, look at you. And that has a way of just bringing me back, like, okay, I need to calm down now. It's not that deep. I know I'm feeling this. And even in the moment, I'm looking at, I get to ask myself, so what is causing the frustration here? What are you not allowing? And it's so powerful mm-hmm. to be in a place where you can just watch yourself react and say, oh, what was triggered, as opposed to being completely hijacked by what you're feeling or the experiences, and you don't know if you're coming or going, and then you have to come back and say, I'm really sorry for what I said. I didn't really mean that. It wasn't me. That's not me. I'm not like that. Oh, yeah, it is. You know, when people like the athletes, when they get on and say, I don't know why I act like that. That's not me. Yes, it was. Yes, it is.
Right.
Stop denying it. It is the experience, and if we look at the things that we're running from, or things that happen that cause us to reach for a spiritual bypass, it will tell us a lot about ourselves. Are we running from our own pain? Are we running from vulnerability? Are we running from something we think we can't handle? And it's such a gift at times like this, this wake-up call. That's what it is, a wake-up call. And people have a lot to say about it, and it's great, but we have to keep moving and open up our hearts. And your book,
right.
What's the name of your book, Open Our American Heart? Is that, that's
yeah.
the name, what's the title
open
of it?
It's Open Your American Heart, from Personal
that's right.
Responsibility to Collective Accountability.
I know that's right. I mean, I got chills just even you saying that, because that's it. That's it right there. We got some questions.
Mm-hmm.
We got some questions around the conversation. Hey, Celeste, you ready for questions? Let's go to give us the questions.
I am. All right. Love it when we get questions for Ask Life Coach today. And, of course, Monique, you're also invited to answer, too.
Hey.
I'm ready. I feel like Steve Harvey right now. Okay, this is from
Harvey,
Mary.
Oh, are you there with the strawberry? Strawberry lettuce. No, this ain't no strawberry. This is, I didn't help.
No, you're absolutely right. This is a strawberry letter, except it's just a little bit higher in vibration. But we're going to leave that alone.
Okay.
It's less strawberry. Getting ready to drop down some political questions for you guys. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, this is for Mary, the first one. I tend to stay quiet when others are debating current events.
I want to have a constructive conversation without it getting explosive. What are the best ways to enter into constructive conversations? Or, better yet, how do I calm down these conversations when things get heated up? Mary.
Go ahead,
Monique.
You want
me to take that, Ajay?
Yes, go ahead. I'm feeling you. Go for it.
So, Mary, the thing that I do is I breathe. The breath is the most calming force for me as a human being. And when I feel my pot boiling, my energy rising, if I want to bring it down, like calm myself, relax myself, several deep breaths, even just bringing my attention to my breath will immediately change my energy. It will shift me and settle me. And so I do that a lot. Like I was having a conversation with my son's father yesterday, and it was heated. It was a heated conversation. And I could hear all the words coming into my head that he was saying and that I was saying. And I just decided to take a breath so that I could actually feel the energy of what he was saying and then actually hear the language that was being said to me so that I could give him what felt like an appropriate answer or an appropriate response rather than one that's filled with anger. And, you know, and sometimes I don't do any of that. Sometimes I just fight. Sometimes I do, I have to say. Sometimes I can go right into battle. I know how to pull out a sword like nobody else. And guess what? Sometimes that has to be okay. Like, I lose my eggs sometimes. I do. And I love myself anyway. And I know how to come back to someone afterwards and say, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. That's not what I intended to have happen. And this is what was going on with me, and I want to do better. So that's how it is for me. That's the truth for me.
Thank you for that truth. I'm smiling because before you said that, I was listening to you and thinking, yeah, there's a time I don't even hear the words. I'm just caught up in this fire and I'm just there. And then, oh my God. I mean, after the back and forth, I catch myself. I'm like, what was that about? And then I slowly start saying, but, and then it's like, you know, what is really true here? What are you really? And then slowly bring myself back and like, and I do have moments where I'm like, got to apologize. Sometimes
yeah.
I don't want to be wrong. But at the same time, it's not. At the same time, the relationship is far more important to me than me being wrong or right. But yes, there are times I could just like get there. It's like, no. Sometimes, Vanessa and I are talking on the phone, and we'll see something. She tell I just go off, and she'd be like, whew, you went off. I said, yeah, I went off on a tangent. But I understand. We got to give ourselves permission. And the spiritual work that we do help us find our balance. It's not about being this whatever you call yourself. Like, oh, well, you know, I'm spiritual. I can't get angry. I don't get angry. Anybody tells me they don't get angry, I'll step away from them. Move away from me. And you know,
right.
before we move on to the next question, and you know, because you said it, said something at the beginning, well, towards the beginning of the show as well, Monique, that when you heard the verdict, you made a choice to be peaceful. And we must always remember that choice. And Mary, you know, remember your choice. You have a choice. And don't forget that you also have the power to bring peace to the explosive conversation. And you also have a choice to remove yourself. Rather than say, I really want to be able to engage and not feel. I mean, we just got to remember who we are. We got to remember who we are. And it's as simple as what Monique said. It's just going back to the breath. Because the minute you think, oh, let me take a deep breath, you're changing the vibration, just the energy of that communication, just tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you, Monique. We got another question.
Yes, great
work.
We're
ready, Celeste.
That was excellent.
Yeah, I got a great co-host.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
I'm
having fun.
Okay, this one is from Rick. I'm reading people saying that they are ashamed to be Americans right now. How can we heal the soul of America when so many people are being racist and cruel right now?
I'm not even sure that America has a soul anymore. How do I hold on when I'm not even sure what I'm feeling right now? Rick.
Go ahead, Monique.
Well, I felt like that. You know, I felt like that about being an American. I felt like that about being a woman. I felt like that about all sorts of experiences. And I felt like that about being a parent. Like, you know, I can't hold on. I can't do it. What's the value in this? And, you know, we have to use our tools. Like, and sometimes for me, the tool is another human being, really. It is. When I can't find it for myself, I have to have people in my life that I trust that I can go to and say the hard stuff and that they're going to really give me the space and love me through what feels like impossible time. And so I think that is the value of relationships, is being able to find people that you can confide in, or create people, manifest people that you can confide in and speak your truth. And also it starts with just allowing yourself to be where you are, Rick. It seems like you're not, like you're just giving yourself permission. And sometimes also is, for me, I have to turn off the TV, get off the web, and stop taking in the information of other people's experiences and other people's processes and the way other people are dealing with things, because that has a tendency to trigger me as well. So during this George Zimmerman verdict and what's going on lately, I have been very selective about the information that I am allowing into my consciousness, because I know that if I hear something that triggers me, I can go into that space of hopelessness and we'll never get out of this. So I have not, since the verdict, I have not watched CNN. I watched it before because I wanted to know how the case was going, but since I have not watched it, I have not watched any sort of, I never watched Fox News, but I've not watched any sort of Fox News or anything that I would find inflammatory, because I know that that will really trigger me in a way that I don't have the energy to waste right now. Like, for me, when the energy is really high like this, this is like a really creative time. So, you know, there's a lot of chaos and confusion. And so what happens, this is a creative time of a creative time to be on the planet, that during this sort of heightened, where people's energies are up and tensions are rising. Like, this is what creation is like. So when a baby is being created inside the womb and a sperm is rushing to an egg, that is the most volatile time to be inside of a woman. Like, there's so much going on. There's so many things working against that child being created. But if it's meant, or, you know, if things can work out in its favor, the egg and the sperm will meet and creation will happen during the most volatile time of that child's existence. So it is the same for us as human beings. So, like, during this really heightened experience, I am focusing on my dreams. I'm focusing on what I want to do, how I see, what I see for my son, what I see for the planet, what I see for my friends, what I see for myself, and what I see for myself as a writer. And, like, I'm focusing because the energy is high and we are in a really creative time. So we can be distracted by all the nonsense and the anger, and then we create more of that because we're creative. Or we can use this time and understand the science and how creation happens and use this time to create what we want. Because this is going to change. This energy is going to shift. We might not even be talking about this case in 1 month. I hope that's not the case, but that could be the case. So to use this time to create what you desire is the best way to use it, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, and great opinion, too. I love it. You know, Rick talks about, I'm not even sure if America has a soul anymore. Well, as long as there are human beings on this planet, in America, America's soul as a collective soul of the people here. And the idea of being ashamed of being an American, I saw that yesterday while talking to Celeste, actually, and I'm like, oh, stop it. I do have a tendency to go off sometimes. Like, what does that mean? No, because really, if you really break it down, being ashamed to be an American, if you really just stay with it, what does that mean? Okay, well, does that mean there's another part of the world where there's justice? I mean, you know, they treat everybody equally and there's never injustice. What we're experiencing now is a human flaw. This is what humans are going to go through. This is why we're here. You're here to heal this. I get it. I get the idea behind the thought. But being ashamed to be an American is to presume there's something else. I mean, there is in a spiritual term, but you are who you are. Or like, what's her name? The chef lady. I is who I is. You are who you are, you know? So you can be ashamed of being an American, but it doesn't change what's going on. And the truth is we must be honest with ourselves and remind ourselves that we cannot heal what we don't want to feel. You know, if you don't want to feel it, you're running from it, don't want to talk about it, think it's too painful, you ain't going to heal it. Once again, spiritual bypassing ain't going to help you. Spiritual bypassing
and I think
is not going to help. Go ahead.
What you said earlier is that, you know, it when we have these conversations, have them with an intention in mind. And the intention is for transformation. It is not the intention is not to be stuck in, you know, the muck and the mire and the devastation of it, but it is to, we talk about it, we move through it with the intention to transform and to be renewed. And if we do that, then we can. Like, if there's always this, there's a goal at the end, and the goal is to learn a valuable lesson. And then for me personally, the goal is so that I can become better, so that I can grow, so that I can transform, and so that I can really be more of who I am here to be. And these painful experiences have a gift of being able to really lead us through and into a greater yet to be, into a greater experience of ourselves, if we are willing to see that this is happening for me and not against me.
Boy, I just saw myself sitting in the church while you're speaking. I just see myself going, teach, Monique. I mean, it is. I mean, that's it. You were going to say something else?
That's just it. It's just the question is, do you believe, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, and she's a student of the Course in Miracles. Her name is Monica, and her last name, she has an African last name. I cannot think of it in this moment, but she asked me, I was going through something really deep, and she said, you just have to ask yourself, do you believe that the universe is for you or against you? Monica Ugando.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Do you believe that the universe is for you or against you? And for me, you know, in that conversation with her, I was having to ask myself, do I believe that the universe is for me or against me with the life that I've had and how I will move forward? And depending on my belief system is how I will respond. So whatever this experience we're having now, if we believe that we should be ashamed, if we believe that no good can come out of this, if we believe that we are victims, I'm talking about as black people or white people, as parents, as men, as women, all of us. If we believe that the universe is against us, then we will respond accordingly. And when we are defending ourselves, and I know about defense, if we are defending ourselves, we shut down and we move into a place of resistance, which means we can't let anything in. But when we believe that the universe is for us, we can stay open and trust that this painful, laborious, you know, chaotic occurrence is going to deliver us into a new awareness of ourselves, and then we can be with it, not resist it. Breathe through it.
Mm-hmm. I said, breathe and push. just like you're giving birth to a child. Breathe, push, breathe, push. And when you can't push, just hold on a little while. Say, I can't do it, and get help. And we got one more question, and there's something I want to add as we get ready to release the show. Celeste, last question.
Yes, yes. This is from Adrian. What one thing you think teachers can do when school starts in the fall to offer healing to the young ones who are being inundated with the Zimmerman trial? Adrian.
Go ahead, Monique. You got it.
Wow. What? As a teacher. Okay. As a teacher, I believe that is a tremendous position in society, whether you're teaching children or teaching yourself. Like, we all have that teacher within us. And we have an opportunity. Teachers are leaders. So really, the first and foremost, check your own consciousness as the teacher. I would say to the teacher, check your own consciousness. Where are you with this experience? Are you in a place of victimhood, or are you in a place of empowerment? And then where you are with it with yourself, be willing to share honestly with your students, depending on their age, and sharing appropriately, of course, but be willing to share your sadness, and then what you are willing to do about that. And give them tools of empowerment. Give them, you know, lessons in the classroom about how they can change their environment, what they can do. And really, don't focus it all on race. So this is not just a racial experience. This is a human experience. And you could be in various places in the world and have a similar experience happen to people of a different race. Or so really make this a teaching opportunity about humanity. On the day that the verdict came in, I was at a dinner party, and I was at a party where there were people of several different races. There were people from Australia, people from Iran, Americans. There were African-American people, Jewish people, white people, and there were about 10 children at this event. And what I recognized during the experience is that we have an opportunity to teach one another that we really aren't different. Like, we really are very similar. And beyond the color of our skin, the differences begin to fade more and more and more. So you begin to teach your children, the students that you are with, that they are more alike than they are different. And then have them prove this. Have it be a scientific study. Have them prove, you know, what do you do at home? We are more alike than we are different. And, you know, just each day have a conversation about focusing our attention on how we are more alike than we are different, and prove it. Prove it. Mm-hmm. Throughout the day, on various days, prove how we are more alike. And the impact you will have on these children will be life-lasting. It will last a lifetime. They will always remember the teacher and the time that they spent learning that they are more alike than they are different, and they will take that information into all of their education, into their lives, into their adulthood, and they will begin to live it out. Some of them will become politicians, some of them will become teachers, and they will pass the information down. And that is how we evolve as a nation and change ourselves and change our country.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to add nothing to that one because you nailed it. It's true. It's true. And I want to share this powerful wisdom. And when we talk about healing the soul of America, healing your own soul, healing the soul of your family, of your relationship, of your finances, because your finances has a soul too, you know. But, you know, this is what we must remember. And then, Monique, anything else you want to share before we finish the show?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is from one of the sacred texts known as the Bible. There's several. I always have to remind people that it's not just one, there are many. And it's John 1. Verse 1-5. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we all have, we are one with that word. It's the word that came first. The word is the creative power. In the beginning was the creative power, and the creative power was with God, and the creative power was God. So God is the creative power in you as you. He was with God. That is the creative power, the word. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, the word, all things were made. Without him, the word, creative power, nothing was made that has been made. So if you want to create a new reality, tap into your creative power. In divine mind, in him was life, the word, and that life was the light of all mankind. That life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We are all one with this creative power, the creative mind, the godness, the goddess. We are it. And when we remember to do our spiritual practice, to go back and remind ourselves and focus on what we want, then we become part of the solution as opposed to being part of the problem. Monique, anything else you want to add, whatever you feel like sharing, anything that's on your heart that you want to leave us with as we get ready to release the show?
I really don't. After you said that, in the beginning was the word, that is everything to me. I hear you. And I just want to do everything I can to keep myself, to keep that fresh in my memory, that in the beginning was the word. Because I see myself creating my reality each and every day. I see how powerful I am because of my word and my thought and the vibration. And so it is important for me to understand that I'm a creative being. And so I just encourage everyone to begin to recognize their power to create, to see something different and take action and word, deed, and action toward what it is a desire to see and be, and understand how the forces of the universe are working with you, are supporting you, are helping you to truly manifest the best that you can be.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You so much for having me today. I really appreciate being a guest here today. Oh, thank you.
Oh, not as much as I appreciate you being here today. Because, oh, Lord, I was like, she was heavy starting the show. So thank you for your consciousness, for your light, for your authenticity and who you are. And tell our listeners how they can find out about your work. And also, I know you've got a, you got Huffington Post, and there's another one. What's it called? Purple something yesterday. I saw an article that
Purple
you wrote.
Purple Clover. You can.
Yeah.
You can find my writing at the Huffington Post. You can also find my writing at purpleclover.com. And I also write about being a mother at mom.me. It's no .com, just mom.me. And I have my own blog at momchangetheworld.com.
Okay. So it's mom, not moms. Mom changed the world. Right, okay. Got it.
It's mom.
Got it.
It's mom.
Okay.
Change the world. It's with the plural, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. I love and appreciate you. And I am so, so grateful that you're in my life. Life is good. It's getting better. I'm so grateful for the people who are in my life. And, you know, we must remember, and for those of us who are still looking at this, focusing on the racial aspect of this, it's more to that. But I just want you to think about this. When you think of the African-American story, now, it didn't start as slavery. You know, there's so much more before that. But we tend to speak more about from slavery. Now, think of some of the things that happened where children were yanked away from a mother. Men were lynched. All kind of crazy atrocities, you know, what the our ancestors had to go through. And, for, and you know, and we are still here. There were those who were inflicting the pain, the harm, but we are all still here. The story of America from during the slavery experience, we have an African-American who is the president of America, we are still here. And no matter what race you are, no matter where you are in the world, life is eternal.
life is eternal. And think about it. If your ancestors gave up, if your ancestors said, what's the point? And they took their own lives, you won't be here today. So remember that when things look so dark, remember that you were here because some people didn't give up. Some people surrendered. Some people fought. Some people persevered. Some people said, okay, just here's my body, take it. You were here because those before you did not give up. And you're here to continue the legacy. And that goes for all of us. And we're in this together. We're in this together. And as we get ready to release the show, I want to add another sacred medicine to this conversation. Reverend Deborah Johnson, reminding us that you are not your stuff.
Relax. You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationships, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you would just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
Just be willing. You're so much more. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. Don't sing. It's been a great show. If you sing, you're going to ruin it. Okay, I won't. Oh, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I am grateful for your consciousness, for listening, for sharing the show. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you. And if you listen to this, if they still have MP3 files, if you have something to play in 50 years, 1,000 years from now, thank you for tuning in. You're part of the healing right now. Now is the only time. Reverend Deborah Johnson, thank you very much, reminding us we are not our stuff. So you can let it go. To find out more about Reverend Deborah Johnson, her website address is innerlightministries.com. Innerlightministries.com. Tap into that light. Reverend Deborah is the author of The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. And check out Monique Ruffin with Huffington Post. And you can find her on Facebook too. Beautiful soul sister. And I'm not just talking about color for those of you like, yeah, anyway. Be love. That's who you are. Be true to yourself. Why not? And allow the love to keep flowing through you. Be loved. Open yourself up to be loved. Be daring enough to allow love in. Be crazy enough to fall in love with love. This is Bishop Carlton Pearson. Everything must change. And I will see you tomorrow with Ambassador on the Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern. I am the guest on Ambassador's show, and then Celeste on Sunday. So Ambassador, 7 p.m. Eastern, Celeste, 8 p.m. Eastern. Whew, life is good. It's getting better. I love you.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mystery unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Wounded heart will heal, yes, it will, but never much too soon. Yes, everything must change. Come the old, mysteries do unfold, yes they do, 'cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. Summer beaches foam,
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.